Hey everybody, we're finally starting to get some beautiful weather. It's warm despite the fact that there's still snow around, so it's nice to be outside. It's a prelude to spring. I want to do Matthew 13, verse 31. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches." He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour till it was all leavened." I love these two little parables. They're little in and of themselves, and they speak of littleness. It's almost like their shortness and their brevity is also an illustration of what they're trying to say. Both of them are parables of the kingdom. And Jesus says, what will we compare the kingdom of God to? Remember, the kingdom of God is God's rule, God's presence, and God's help to make life the way it was meant to be. And Jesus himself said that the kingdom is coming with me, that here the kingdom is in your midst because I'm the king. I'm the one. I'm the agent through whom God is now working to make life work like it was meant to work. Jesus' message, the Sermon on the Mount, his invitation to discipleship is an invitation into the kingdom, an invitation to learn from the humble and helpful King himself how to live life as it was meant to be lived. And so all of these parables are illustrative of that message. They're talking about the kingdom. And whenever we talk about the kingdom, we're talking about the king himself. We're talking about Jesus as the agent of that kingdom. So he gives two little parables. And first, I think it's worth looking at what they both hold in common. They're both about growth and cooperating with a growth that happens in some ways without your assistance. Both of them are about a growth that happens that comes from very unimpressive beginnings. It seems little, it seems insignificant, it seems unimportant, yet the end result is a shockingly abundant result. And I think that's the general message that Jesus is saying about both of these images that he uses. We should comment on the mustard seed. The mustard seed is a small seed, and when you plant it, it will grow to be about 8 to 10 feet. That's not what we might call a mighty oak or anything, but it is so much more than what you might expect from the tiny seed that it begins with. And I think that's part of Jesus' point. It starts out small and unimpressive, and given time, it produces amazing results. Leaven is similar. Leaven is super small, tiny little flecks. Actually, any individual grain of leaven is almost microscopic. But if you put it in wheat and you give it time, it turns into the blob. It turns into this massive thing that's way beyond your expectations for what you would get from something so small and unimpressive. I think Jesus wants to say a few things. First, I would add that I think Jesus himself is the seed and the leaven. Jesus himself is the one that, as Isaiah chapter 53 says, is not somebody that would really catch our eye in a crowd. He's not somebody that would impress us. He's not somebody that would get celebrity fanfare. But he fell into the ground and died, and on the third day God raised him to life. And the results of his resurrection are still ongoing 2,000 years later. So he's the one that starts out unimpressive and ends up being so much more than we expected. Well, two lessons that I think come from this. One is faith and patience. You know, sometimes we think the kingdom of God, and we think, man, it's going to come with spectacular power, and it's just going to bowl everybody over. And Jesus says, no, it's like a mustard seed. It's not that impressive. But in time, it's impressive. So we have to be willing to be patient and trust God and the promise that he gives to the power of the seed. You cannot see it working, but it will work. I think the other lesson is we can't trust our impressions. Jesus says, look, a mustard tree, it's a bush, but you know what? It's really a tree. And I think this is a repeated lesson in Scripture. Look at Abraham. he's not going to be the founder of a worldwide family that's blessing the world. Look at Jesus. No, that guy's not going to conquer the world. So this is a repeated theme in Scripture. God starts with small, unimpressive things. Don't trust your senses. Don't trust your culture's values. Don't trust your evaluation of what is powerful and successful. Our read of situations is often not right. The end result of Jesus' ministry itself, maybe 120 scared followers, that's not that impressive. But when you look in the history of the world and what Christianity has done to leaven the history of the world and where Christianity stands today, that's a miraculous result. So that's encouraging. So I think in the end, Jesus is encouraging us to trust the mysterious power of the message of who he is and what he's done. If we will simply sow, if we will simply tell the story, we don't have to make it more exciting. We don't have to engineer it to be a better message. We simply understand it, tell it, and live it, and it will bear results that are astounding in the end. And when we look back on history from eternity, we will marvel at the things God has done through the simple telling of who Jesus is, what he did in his life, his death, his resurrection. That is the power of the seed. So may we have a real trust in that message. May we have a trust in the messenger. And may we simply live and tell that story. Amen.